from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome into WEEI. I'm John Lyons. Got Jacob Lassner on the production boards. And no, this is not the debut of the new WEEI afternoon show. You're stuck with me for today. That debut is tomorrow. I'm going to take you up till 6 o'clock tonight. Then I have Red Sox pregame at 6. And then after the game, I have Red Sox review after that. So I'll be here for quite a while with you folks. We are going to be joined by Rob Bradford from Fenway Park. Hopefully momentarily. We're working on getting Rob connected with us, but we'll be joined by him soon. John Serenides of the New England Football Journal is going to join us next hour to talk about the Patriots game last night. We're going to wrap up things from Fenway, and then we're going to get into that Patriots game last night. We're going to get into Drake May, Jacoby Brissett. How did they look last night? What do I think should happen with them? Who should start week one and why? Also, Gerard Mayo had some comments this morning on the Greg Hill show, which were contradictory to what he said last night after the game when it kind of came, or at least a little bit contradictory to what he said last night when it comes to the quarterback position. So we're going to get into all that. Of course, we'll take all your calls. I'm primarily Red Sox and Patriots today, but if you want to call in about anything else, feel free, 617-779-7937. Like I said, we'll be joined by Rob Bradford coming up from Fenway, and a melancholy Fenway Park today. This is a Red Sox team. They finish off that series in Houston with a win. Their bullpen throws 8 1/3 scoreless innings in those last two outings against Houston. And maybe you start to feel good about the Red Sox. Hey, maybe they've bounced back. Well, they had struggled after the All-Star break, and then it was like they had bounced back and then struggled. And they split with Baltimore. They win the series against Houston. Then they come home to face the Diamondbacks. Again, a really good Diamondbacks team fighting for not just a wild card spot in the NL West, but a legit spot as the leader of the NL West. So it's a good Diamondbacks team. And the Red Sox just really, to me, got outclassed in that series. They get swept, at times look lifeless. Then today you have the continuation of a suspended game. One cool note, Danny Jansen becomes the first player in the history of the major leagues to play in the same game for both teams. This was a game that was started on June 26th. He was a member of the Blue Jays then. He's, of course, on the Red Sox now. So same game, both teams. Wasn't able to help the Red Sox today, though. They lose their fourth in a row at a stretch where you really can't afford to lose four in a row. They're now 5 games back in the wild card of the Twins, 5.5 back of the Royals in the wild card as well. So they're firmly out of the wild card at this point. And now they have to think about, today's August 26th. I mean, season ends the end of September, first couple days of October. We've got, 5.5 weeks to make up 5 games? It's not impossible, but they're making it more and more difficult on themselves. And it's starting to feel, and I'm hoping we get Rob Bradford on the horn soon because I'd love to hear from him about this specifically. There's kind of a creeping feeling of 2023 right now. It feels a little bit like, hey, is this like last year's team that, well, they did nothing at the trade deadline. At least this year's team did something. But then they didn't play well. I mean, right now the Red Sox are 14-21 after the All-Star break. That's bad. And now you're just getting those 2023 kind of in the back of your mind vibes. Now you lose 4 in a row. Tonight, again, they're all 1 of 162. I get it. Tonight's a little extra important. You really, if you lose 5 in a row, including the first 2 games to the Blue Jays on the same day. Well, by the way, the Royals, I mentioned them earlier. They've already won today against Cleveland. They have another game tonight against Cleveland. So they have the potential to pick up an even additional game on you. The Twins play tonight as well. So you really can't afford to lose tonight. Because if you lose 5 in a row, including 2 in the same day, well, the Royals have already picked up at least 1 game on you. That's a really bad spot to be in. This feels like a team that is drifting further and further and further away from the postseason. So, I mean, I know they been a more fun team to watch this year. There's been some fun moments. We've seen some development by young players, but it's a team that with each day that goes by, especially since that All-Star break, you look around the American League and you look at teams like Kansas City and you look at teams like Houston and you look at teams like Baltimore, which at times the Red Sox played well against, but you look at those teams, Cleveland, you can add them in, the Yankees, and you're like, man, the Red Sox just don't feel like they're on that level right now. And maybe they weren't all season, and they just gave us some fun moments, and we're really finding that out now. But want to go to the phones here. We've got some people that want to talk about this Red Sox team. Again, I'm going to be talking Red Sox now. We're going to get into Patriots and Drake May in a little bit. I'd love to hear from all of you on all that or anything else. Let's go to Rick in Salem. He wants to talk Sox. Rick, welcome in. What do you got for us?
Yeah, brother, nothing for nothing. If you go back to the trade deadline, they might as well have did nothing. Because those guys that he acquired, every one of them's garbage. Nothing, not being dead serious on that. He might as well just did nothing at all. Breslow did nothing to help this team. Danny Jansen, are you serious? This Luis Garcia, shame on Cora for even throwing him in a 1-0 game. Okay, Luis Garcia has no business even being in there. You need to try to win this game. There's a sense of urgency. You know what? And I'm very disappointed they gave Alex Cora a 3-year contract extension because I don't think he's that good. I think he's overrated. If the people say, who's better? Kevin Cash is better than him, and he has less to work with. If he's ready, look over your shoulder. They're breathing down your neck. Tampa's going to catch us, too. Brother, have a good day.
Rick, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And expressing some anger that I think a lot of Red Sox fans feel right now. And to help break down what happened today and kind of where the Red Sox are at, we're going to go. I think we have Rob Bradford now at Fenway Park. We're going to go to Bradfo Jacob, we got.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
Oh, Bradfo, you got me. Awesome. All right.
All right.
Well, I would ask how you are, Bradfo, but Red Sox lose 4 in a row, including kind of a, I don't want to call it a sleepy game today, but large parts of it felt kind of sleepy today. I mean, this team now is in a pretty precarious position. I mean, we're talking 5 out of the wild card now with other teams around them playing pretty good baseball. I mean, is this a hole, Bradfo? I know it's only August 26th. It's only 5 games. But is this a hole that you think they can dig themselves out of?
Well, first of all, I'm great. I mean, yeah, they lost, but I'm great.
That's true. You're always great, Bradfo.
I always look at the positive, John. The fact that we woke up this morning, we saw history on the baseball field. It was a beautiful day. It didn't rain yet. Hold our breath. And we get to see more baseball, so let's go. But I think to answer your question, it is one of these things where, you know, this series, I've seen teams get buried in these type of series before. I immediately go back to 2006, I think it was. They had a 5-gamer against the Yankees.
And I
they
remember got, that.
Yeah, and that was actually John Lester was diagnosed with cancer, which obviously was a terrible thing as well. But they got crushed by the Yankees, and that just ended everything. And I'm not saying that's going to be the same thing, but you know, you can say, hey, it's just a 5-game series. It's a team that's underperforming. But the Blue Jays took care of business against the Angels. They've been playing better. We saw they were played pretty well. They have some arms out there. They obviously have Vlad Guerrero sitting there ready to do damage at any time. And by the way, the Red Sox aren't hitting at all. But with all that said, I think that we have to see how this plays out heading all the way until all these bad teams are done with. I put the date on September 9th, John, because that's when sort of this run of games where the rubber meets the road, right? There's no more excuses. If you lose to these teams, you don't deserve to be in the postseason. Let's be honest. So this isn't the be-all, end-all. But it can get really uncomfortable really fast.
Yeah, it's fair. And I believe that September 9th date is actually the beginning of a series against Baltimore. So hopefully you get to that series in a position where you're still in the playoff hunt. And look, I do want to ask you about Danny Jansen, though. You mentioned it. And it's kind of cool, you know, hey, look, I know the Red Sox lost today. They're in a bad spot, but you get to come to the ballpark and see something that's never happened in MLB history before. What was that like for you?
Well, I mean, it is kind of crazy because when you talk about something that never has ever happened, that's why I think there was so much buzz around it. That's why there are so many media outlets here today solely to report on this one thing. So it was cool. I mean, it was cool just to have something that you're saying, hey, this has never happened. I think that Danny Jansen, we talked to him before the game. We talked to him after the game. He appreciated it. He understood, like, this, yes, it's a long season. Yes, he'll have a career. He's had a career. But he can stop right here and understand he's going to have stuff that goes to the Hall of Fame. He's going to have this moment that nobody else in the history of the world has ever had. So, yeah, so it was cool. I mean, a little, you know, maybe a little bit overblown, but still cool nonetheless.
And the Red Sox, after today's loss, Brad Foe, 29-35 at home this season. To me, you've been around the game a little longer than I have, but to me, just that's shocking for a team that has a winning record overall. They're 67-63 now, right? And so this is a team that, with this losing record at home, is there any explanation for why this is?
Yeah, well, you know, I heard that Alex Cora said with Will Fleming before the game, about the pregame show, talking a little bit about the lineup being so lefty, prevalent in terms of don't have a lot of righty mashers at Fenway Park, which we can see, you know, if you get a guy like George Springer, you get a guy like Vlad Guerrero Jr. in here, you're holding your breath every single time they come up to the plate. And O'Neill's had his run, sure, but that's not how this lineup is constructed. It's constructed primarily around lefty hitters. So that might be one thing. I'm a little hesitant anytime anyone says, oh, this guy's swing is tailor-made for this ballpark. It's the ballpark's fault. No, I'm a little, you know, Danny Jansen, we heard about, oh, his pole side power is really going to play with the Red Sox. And he's been okay, but we haven't seen any pole side power. That's not what, you know, that hasn't really come to fruition. So I think ultimately what you need is just you need better performances. For whatever reason, you need these players to be the best version of themselves. Because, John, I think the biggest thing with this team, much like we saw with Arizona, if you aren't the best version of your team with this level of talent, you aren't going to win. And that has been certainly the case. And I'm going to throw something else out there, and I don't know if this is true, but I do feel like I know that Arizona comes in, and those players, when these players get here, Arizona or the Toronto guys today, these players get to Fenway Park, and it was like they are shot out of a cannon. They see the crowd, they see the park, they see all of it. And I'm reminded myself every time I see these players come out of the dugout and taking pictures and say, oh my goodness, there's actually a crowd here. There's going to be energy. So I think that a lot of these teams coming in are siphoning the energy that, to be honest with you, the Red Sox haven't been able to siphon.
Quick correction, actually, they're 29-36 at home, not 35.
Yeah, so that's whatever it is, it's
yeah,
not good.
Not great, as the kids say, Bob.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the energy, and I think there's something to that. The Red Sox have struggled quite a bit on those Friday night home games to begin series, so you wonder if that's a big part of it. Last question I want to ask you before we get you out of here. Red Sox, to me, Rob, I think tonight's game is pivotal. And I know it's one out of 162, but you've lost four in a row, including one earlier in the day. Do you have any insight on what are the Red Sox? A, do you know any insight on who's pitching tonight, or are they going to do it? Zach Kelly's starting. And are they going to do anything with the lineup to try to shake anything? It just feels to me, Rob, you correct me if I'm wrong, tonight feels a little extra important than your typical regular season game.
Yeah, well, it's fork in the road, whatever today is, Monday, whatever day ends with a Y now. That's where we're at. But Zach Kelly, and my guess would be Justin Slayton's going to be activated. That's not an offensive thing, but it sure looked like that was going to case it down in the clubhouse just a few minutes ago. I think that, you know, this is who they are offensively. There's not a lot of things they can do. They had been doing very, very well up until recently, mixing and matching and doing all of that, and it's been paying off, but it has not. They've been really, really bad offensively for the last four games. And to your point about this being a really important game, it is. And it's hard, John, right? I mean, this is a baseball season is a long season, and covering baseball, you have to really, really pause before you go down this road of saying this is a really, really important game. I thought last week, the Houston game, after that game, after they lost on Monday, okay, you better bounce back, you better, and they did. But it does feel that way for the sole reason is once you start creeping into the fives and the sixes in terms of games back, I don't care what your schedule looks like. That's an uncomfortable existence. And one, a team with this level of talent, I don't know if you can dig out from.
All right. He is Rob Bradford of WEEI, also host of Baseball Isn't Boring. My opinion, one of, if not the best baseball shows in the entire business. Rob, really appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully the Red Sox are able to bounce back tonight.
Can I ask you one quick question?
You sure can.
We would have been buzzing about. I love putting up the poll every time they play the Blue Jays. Who would you rather have, Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Rafael Devers? Not contract aside, just the player right now. What player would you want in your lineup today?
Wow, that's a really tough question. I'm going to go with Devers because he's got the playoff and championship experience. I think they're both great players, but I've seen Devers perform in some of those crucial situations, so I give him a slight edge there.
All right. I love it. I love it. All right. Excellent job, John. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, Rob. Have a good one.
See you.
All right. That is Rob Bradford following the Red Sox 4-1 loss today. I almost got ahead of myself. Their fourth loss in a row. They're trying to avoid their fifth loss in a row. And it feels like, again, they're all one out of 162, but things feel precarious right now for the Boston Red Sox. Really do not feel good at all. We're going to get to some of your calls, some of your texts coming up next. Also, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some Patriots. So if you want to call in or you want to text in to talk Red Sox, I'll still do that. But we are going to talk some Patriots coming up in the next hour. We're also going to have John Serenides of the New England Football Journal join us because I have a strong theory on what the Patriots should do with Drake May. I've had it for a while. I'm going to tell you what it is if you haven't heard. I'm going to tell you why I'm still sticking to that theory after last night's game, coming right up after this break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.